It's Dawat Islami. It's a right to rectify the people. It's all over the world.
My dear viewers, I just want to take a few moments of your time to introduce to you the organization that's known as Dawat Islami. Now, Dawat Islami started in approximately 1981 when the founder of Dawat Islami, Amir-e Sunnat, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, with a few Islamic brothers, started to spread the message of Quran and Sunnah in the city of Karachi in Pakistan. This message began to spread from city to city throughout the whole of Pakistan. And it was not long before the message of Quran and Sunnah began to spread all around the world. Here in the UK, the work of Dawat Islami began in the early 2000s. And it was in 2005 that Dawat Islami was formally registered with the Charity Commission. In those early years, a few buildings sprung up across the country, namely in Birmingham, in Bradford, and in Accrington as well. With the introduction of Madani Channel here in the UK in approximately 2009, it was then that the work of Dawat Islami began to progress. Madani Channel soon became a heartbeat in the hearts of many Muslims, not only here in the UK, but all around the world. Madani Channel became an opportunity for people to understand the teachings of the Quran and Sunnah, to adopt the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to learn how to live your lives so that you can live your life according to the Deen of Islam and become a role model in your society.
Gunah ki lazzat, lazzat baz gunahon mein hoti hai, hai na? To gunah ki lazzat ختم ہو جائے گی گناہ باقی رہ جائے گا عذاب.
This Madani Channel spread from household to household. And here in the UK now, we have three studios of Madani Channel, namely in Birmingham, London, and here in Bradford as well. The running cost of just Madani Channel here in the UK is approximately £3,000 per day. Yes, £3,000 per day. And you see that on Madani Channel, there are no subscriptions, there are no advertisements as well.
That is the reason why we love Madani Channel.
Now, as I said, that when Madani Channel was introduced here in the UK, the work of Dawat Islami began to progress. And now, as of 2023, there are more than 80 buildings here in the UK. In England, we have 9 regions. And in every region, there is a building, be it in the London, be it in South East, South West, East, East Midlands, West Midlands, North West, Yorkshire, North East. These are all the counties of the UK. And every one of these counties has buildings of Dawat Islami. We also have buildings in Scotland, in Wales, and in Ireland as well. But what is happening in these buildings? In the majority of these buildings, we have the traditional masjid in which prayer facilities are provided, the Jummah prayers are provided, and also the facility to perform itikaf is provided as well.
Keep ascending steps of success.
But alongside this, we also have the traditional Madrasatul Madina schooling system, which is the after-school schooling system in which our children are taught the Quran with the correct pronunciation, and they're also taught sunnahs and dawas as well. As of now, in the UK, there are more than 80 madrasas that are taking place, with approximately 6,500 children learning the Quran with the correct pronunciation. Again, this service is provided completely free of charge.
It's a right to rectify the people. It's all
alongside the Madrasatul Madinas, we also have the Jamiatul Madinas. And what are the Jamiatul Madinas? Jamiatul Madinas are those institutes in which the English-speaking scholars are created. And currently, at this moment in time, we have 23 Jamias in the UK. Some of them are part-time, some of them are full-time, some of them are for brothers, and some of them are for sisters. And amongst these 23 Jamiatul Madinas, we currently have more than 800 students that are currently studying. We currently have more than 80 graduates that have graduated from these institutes, and they are protecting and providing their services not only here but around the world as well. These 800 students that are currently studying in Jamiatul Madina, inshallah, when they graduate, they will go into the communities, they will go to different countries around the world, and they will also be there to enable us to protect our iman and safeguard the iman of generations to come.
It's all.
As I mentioned, some of these graduates have gone abroad. Alhamdulillah, through Jamiatul Madina here in the UK, we've been able to open up Jamiatul Madinas in Canada, in Europe, and in Australia as well. So this is again your Dawat Islami. Within these Jamiatul Madinas, we also have 3 residential ones, namely in Luton, in Birmingham, and in Bradford as well. And this accommodation, the food, the education system, everything is provided completely free of charge. This is just two departments of Dawah Islamiyah. And again, you can understand the expenses that are now taking place. The annual wage bill here in the UK is more than £8 million annually. And this is increasing as the demand for our work is increasing as well. Also, alongside this, we have the weekly gatherings which are taking place in all of these institutes. If you look at the sisters of work alone, then approximately 200 weekly gatherings are taking place. Again, all of these services are provided completely free of charge. Alongside this, we have our outreach work in the form of Madri Kaflas, in which brothers are encouraged to travel from masjid to masjid, city to city, and in fact, country to country, to spread the deen of Islam. Again, this is a golden opportunity that we all get to learn about our deen. Within the brothers and the sisters, we also have the courses department, which are providing these short courses, 3-day courses, 1-day courses, long courses that are provided in our centres and also online as well. My dear viewers, this is your Dawah Islamiyah, and there's so much more that we can talk about. We've not talked about many, many departments that are also functioning here in the UK. We have the translation department, we have the funeral department, we have the courses department, we have all of the educational department, we have work that's taking place in the jail. So many works of Dawah Islamiyah, but I know that your time is precious. I just want to utilise this time to introduce to you Dawah Islamiyah and encourage you to associate yourself with Dawah Islamiyah. Join Dawah Islamiyah. Join Dawah Islamiyah physically. Join Dawah Islamiyah actively. Join Dawah Islamiyah so that you can safeguard your iman, the iman of your children and the children of future generations as well. But at the same time, like I said, this also comes at a cost. As I said earlier on, Mother Inshallah, just £3,000 a day here in the UK are the UK expenses. And this is just UK. Then we have the Madrasat al-Madinas. Then we have the Jamaat al-Madinas. Then we have all the admin staff that are going in the back, that are working in the backgrounds, the HR staff that are providing all the services to all of our staff. We have the finance that are running all the finance team here in the UK. We have the translation department that's translating all of the works of Dawah Islamiyah. This is your Dawah Islamiyah. And I'd like to take this time to make an appeal to you that please remember your Dawah Islamiyah whilst calculating your zakat. Remember your Dawah Islamiyah whilst giving your fitrana. Remember your Dawah Islamiyah by giving your sadaqah and nafla donations as well. And I would also encourage you not just to set up or pay your zakat at this time of the year, but also to set up a standing order, a direct debit. So every day, every week, every month, you can reap the rewards of donating to Dawah Islamiyah. This is your Dawah Islamiyah, and inshallah at the end of this promotion, you'll see the bank account details in which you can donate to your Dawah Islamiyah.
To rectify the people, it's all over the world.